Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Department of Labor's Shared Work Program, a program to help businesses and workers make it through the slow times. Learn more about this alternative to layoffs at sharedwork.mo.gov.
Good Monday morning. I'm Bill Wise. It's 4th of July. With the long 4th of July holiday weekend wrapping up, those out on the roads are being urged to use caution on the trip home. Nick Jarmus with AAA says patience and planning are key during peak travel times.
Try and leave as early as they can, so that way you do give yourself plenty of time to reach your destination within whatever time constraints or goal you have of arrival time.
Jarmus says it's also important to avoid getting behind the wheel if you've had alcohol, and also eliminate distractions.
Whether it's the smartphone or other passengers or things going on outside the vehicle.
Hundreds of thousands of Missourians were expected to travel this weekend, while countless more will be driving around for celebrations in their own communities. Washington University has helped develop an app that will let users upload photos of hotel rooms and compare those photos to pictures taken to advertise sex trafficking victims to help find the hotels those victims have been in. Scott County Sheriff Rick Walters says it's a great idea.
If there was a database where some of these photos could be located, it would be very handy for law enforcement anywhere to be able to reach into that database and pull that picture and compare it to whatever crime had been committed wherever it happened.
The Traffic Cam app is available now for Android and iPhone. The National Weather Service says rain event totals through last night include almost 5 inches at the Kansas City International Airport. Boonville, Missouri received more than 6.5 inches. Concordia in western Missouri's Lafayette County recorded more than 9 inches of rain from Saturday morning through last night. The National Weather Service also says heat index values will return to between the mid-90s and lower 100s this week as warmer weather returns to Missouri starting tomorrow. You're listening to news on Missouri Net. Missouri's U.S. senators want a Missouri town to be the home of a historic cruise ship.
Legislation is headed to the U.S. Senate floor that would allow a steamboat to be based out of the east central Missouri town of Kimmswick. Delta Queen President and CEO Cornell Martin wants the 1920s-era ship to begin sailing again along the Mississippi River.
One of the economic development groups there announced that they expected it would create more than, I think it's $34 million in economic impact. It's 170 jobs for the St. Louis region between the corporate headquarters and the vessel jobs. So it would have a pretty significant impact, especially on Kimmswick.
The measure, co-sponsored by Senators Blunt and McCaskill, would require some annual upgrades to meet federal safety standards. Opponents of the legislation argue that wooden boats like the Delta Queen are fire hazards. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
More news online at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to news on Missouri Net.